Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Girl, and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can find a way.
Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast this morning. I absolutely love that song, and you know what? I tell you, when I play that, for some reason, it just gets me going. I don't know, maybe that's why they were calling me the fire starter. But I want to welcome our guests to the show. You're live and on the air with us this morning. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Good morning, Lilisa. How are you doing?
I am fine. Finally, we got on the same track here. So let me just give you a hand. I so appreciate you. Applaud you for being able to get through. Well, we are excited. Oh, my God. Denise, I tell you, what is going on? I know you'll be down here for the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. opportunity where women are coming together, leaders, entrepreneurs, business owners, people who want to start businesses, individuals who want to connect, people who want to learn leadership strategies, and you know, people who want to just see what is going to be happening at the Marriott Hotel in Newark, Jersey on Saturday. And you're coming, oh, my God, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. My God.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
This is attracting people from Cleveland. We got people coming from Virginia, from Maryland, and I'm not even sure the other parts, but people are excited. But tell us, what is it about this event that is making you, you know, take out the time out of your busy schedule and all the wonderful things you have going on in Cleveland, and why you're going to be at the conference this year?
Well, first of all, before I answer that question, I just want to applaud you and your efforts to bring us together. I know it's going to be that God is going to bless this event. And all your preparation and just your faithfulness and your time and your standing and showing us how to lead and how to do those things. I'm at awe at you right now for your faithfulness to want to share what you know and to bring women like myself together to help our other sisters who maybe didn't get an opportunity to have that mentor in business or to have someone sow a seed of wisdom or knowledge into them about how to start their business. So the reason why we're coming, because we're just excited that in that place, there will be women, there will be women leaders, and there will be women entrepreneurs. It's all about the sisterhood. It's all about that girl being on fire. So that song that you played is most appropriate. We just want to motivate and get people excited about that day, about that weekend, and then after that, what's going to happen after that, the steps that they're going to take to continue to build their legacies, not just for themselves, but for other women like them. So when they take that step and when they move in and get their business going, that they can come back and, like they say, reach one and teach one. So, and that's the lessons that you're showing. That's the lessons, you know, that me and you, we have knocked our heads a few times trying and knocked on so many doors and have our foot in our hands caught in doors where people were trying to close them and wouldn't help us. But, see, our God is good because they can't stop us because there was a vision planted in our hearts and we're running in the vision, and then we know how to give back. So I admire that in you and that lesson that you're teaching us, how to give back and how to give back freely, because there's no price that they can pay. It ain't even the little money that they're getting ready to pay to come get what they're getting ready to get, the lineup, and it ain't even about me, but the lineup that you're bringing, all those women, all those powerful women that you're bringing together to speak into the lives of those that are coming, oh, my gosh. It is such an exciting time for us. And it's like a fresh season. It's like fresh wind rushing into our hearts and to our ears and also into our finances. Because there's some money, ladies, out there, and men. There's some money for your business. So if you miss this event, you're going to miss one.
Yes.
And you're going to miss the opportunity to do what we do best, and that's to grow.
Wow. Wow, that's, now you said a mouthful right there. An opportunity to do what we do best, and that is to grow. Okay, y'all, I want you to get your daughters, your cousins, your nieces, your sisters, your best friends, your BFFs, your coworkers, your boss, your staff, your CEO, your employee, your team members, all of those of you with MLMs, you need to have your whole team. You know, this is not, you know, I feel almost like it's what we say in church. It's not a debt we owe. It's a seed we sow. This $30 is you. This is a $30 investment. It's a $30 investment. And if you can't invest in your own development and growth, you know, you just said a mouthful right there, Denise. And for those of you who are listening, those of you who will go back and listen to the archives, this is the kind of
teaching and wisdom that you will get out of this woman who is going to be one of our speakers. Just that little bit right there is enough to chew on for the rest of the Wow, you want to grow. I mean, we talk all the time about how if you're not growing, you're actually decreasing. People think if they're not growing, they're just standing still. No, you're not. If you're not growing and going forward, basically you're declining because the economy and life is still going forward. So while you think you're just standing still, no, because everything else is still moving and changing and growing. And you want to be able to grow. Wow, this is I'm good for the rest of the day now. Because that's it, you know, that's it in a nutshell. You have to grow. Talk about growing your business, growing yourself, growing your personal life, your spiritual life, your professional life. You know, wow, you know, it's just, that's amazing. Thank you for
that's good, Lalisa.
No, that's,
you know, we have one saying that we want to assist in others' success.
Yes.
And that's what we want to do. We want to assist in your request to succeed. And as we come together and meet in that place at the Marriott and we transform not just the people that are coming but ourselves, because our ears will be open. Every time I go to a class or I go in session, I am amazed that I never get finished learning or growing. You know what I mean? There's always something valuable that I'm able to take out of. So I don't look just to give away. I also look to receive. So no word that day will be invaluable to me. Even with the new entrepreneurs that are coming, because they're going to stretch us to make us grow as established leaders. They're going to stretch us and make us step up our game so that we can, in turn, help somebody else in that initiating their vision. So I am so excited about that. And my question for a couple of your guys is that, is their table ready? Is their table set? Are they ready to take this next move? And if they can say absolutely, then they need to be there. They need to spend that $30 that they could take to any McDonald's and spend, or that they take to the lottery machine, or that they take to the nail salon, or they, I would say, take to the beauty shop, but you can't get no weed for $30. So just bring that little lunch money that you would spend up. Take that instead of buying regular food, buy some real food, for your mind. So I encourage everyone that's listening, like Lalisa said, grab a friend, grab a sister, show into somebody. And if you have it, and I know you do, sow a seed into somebody that needs to come that doesn't have it. Because one thing me and Lalisa, and I remember Lalisa on the first event that me and you did when we were at the Renaissance Hotel, we said something that was so pertinent at the end of the event. Whoever makes it first.
Oh, yeah.
Will grab the hand of the other.
Yeah.
And I thank God that we both continue. When I get weak, you get strong, and you grab my hand and help me along. When you get weak and I get strong, I grab your hand. And isn't that the whole thing about what we do?
Yeah, we've been doing that. We have been committed to that since the day we met back in 2003. Yes, we met in 2003, so 10 years ago.
Yeah, isn't that 10 years? Wow.
Yeah, November will be our anniversary. I'll never forget that we met over in New York at the hotel while I was over there about to do a speech with Toastmasters for the Toastmasters district. That's where they used to have their District 46. That's where we used to have our convention over. One would be in New York, one was in New Jersey, and the New York one was always in November, so I'll never forget the date. So it was November 2003, and then your event was coming up that February. So in less than 3 months, I met you.
Right.
The blue, we didn't even know, had never laid eyes on each other. And within 3 months, I was speaking at an event in Cleveland.
And that was in March. That was March the event was happening. But that was our Standing in the Gap.
Isn't that a name? Okay, well, four months. I thought it was, for some reason, I had February locked in my mind. And I want to fact check that one, Denise.
Okay.
You know why? My God, you guys have blizzards in March?
Yeah, but you know what? Remember, it was beautiful. The day cleared up, and over 800 women and men came that day.
Denise, now see, I got a whole ton of, I'm seeing a blizzard. And for me, I was amazed that over 800 people came out in a blizzard.
Yes, they did. Yeah. But if you notice, when we came out of that event, the sun was shining. Because there was a lot of power in that place.
Yeah. When we came out, but I'm talking about the going in that door, because I remember thinking to myself, now, you know, this was New Jersey. Ain't nobody going nowhere now that it's a blizzard. They don't care if they bought a ticket or not.
It's so funny.
So move on blizzards like that. And I remember thinking, okay, I'm going to this place. There's going to be about 30 people. And when I got in that place, and before I could look around good, there was hundreds of women coming in that door, and I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Yeah. And you know what I remember most of all? The support of your family. And the reason why you got support from your family is because you were able to share your vision with them.
Yeah,
and
my
they
mom.
Were able to see past you. Yes, your mom was there. Your sister was there. Your
husband
was there. It was just amazing to me.
Yes.
And they came from all across the country, too.
That's right. Yes, Texas.
They came from all across the country to hear you speak, and, oh, my God, did you speak. Did you? You blessed us that day with so much, and our friendship grew so much. The only thing I'm mad at you, because you wasn't really prepared. And entrepreneurs, I got to tell you a little secret. That was the first time she wasn't prepared, but she prepared now. She sold out at that event. So when you come to this event, when you come to this Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs event at the end of this month, make sure you come prepared to sell out.
I remember I came with 20 books and I sold out. I was so happy.
Yes, you did. And Lalisa, I just want to tell all of your listeners, the ones that are on that, and the ones that are in the chat rooms, that you wrote that first book within a month. Am I correct?
God's plan, 21 days.
21 days. Do we have 21 days before the event, or less than 21 days?
You have 7, 14, 15, you have about 16.
Okay, so there's somebody that's listening to this radio show that can write their book. And guess what? Your book is already written. All you got to do is put it in order. Look, I'm speaking to myself. So anybody out there that wanted to birth that book,
yes,
believe me, write it, get it done, and bring it to the event, and I bet you will sell out. You will bless yourself and start that train to moving. Your train needs to move. I bet you, if you take your time and step away from the TV and from the nonsense and from all of those things that aren't going to help you succeed in business, if you take the time to and start today, turn off the TV, turn off the radio, get off of Facebook for a while.
That's right.
Create that product, because Lalisa's going to be talking about that, I'm quite sure, at this event. Because there's money for your vision in your hands.
That's right.
You just got to go ahead and do it. So
you got to release it.
Release it.
Oh, yeah, tell them to release that power. They got power. They can release it. They talk about they broke. You ain't broke. Get that book out of you. Birth your book. Birth your own. Birth your destiny. Walk into it. Just don't be about it. Do it.
I was going to say, why are you starting to sound like me?
I know. I've been around you long enough. Look. Hey, listeners, all the radio fans that are listening to us this morning, you can kind of tell me and Elise have been friends for 10 years now. I do sound like her a little bit, though.
Well, I'm wondering, because I said, you telling people to get that book out of them and that you're leaving money on the table. You got a book in you because you already didn't wrote the book because you didn't lived it. You already wrote the book because you have lived it.
That's good.
Put it down on pen and paper, or that idea that you've been telling everybody about, or in other words, say you have some topic that you're always talking to young people about, or seniors about, or men, or women. All of those things that you've always been talking to people about anyway, but those are some of the things that I do understand sometimes we're so deep in the forest, we cannot see the trees.
That's good.
Sometimes we need people to come alongside of us that's what we coaches are. This is one of the reasons coaching is one of the hottest businesses going right now, because it's real. People, I've been there. I get there. There are times when I'm sitting here going, now what do I do now? What do I do with this? Or what do I do to get more funds? We all get there. And what I have a couple of coaches that I call up. I may call Denise. I may call Beverly. I have people that I can call, and they may not be able to always figure out their own little situation, but they can figure out my situation.
Right.
And that's why it's important to have these powerful mastermind women in your group. It's not about that you know so much or that you got it so together, but it's that God really does allow us to shape one another. But go ahead.
What I was going to say, I challenge your listeners, especially that one, because I know there's one or two out there that's going to do this. If you take the time to put that pen to paper and bring your book to that conference,
yes.
I will buy 10 copies and bring them back here to Cleveland. I will also invite you as one of our speakers to our next event here in Cleveland. So to motivate you to step into the next level, I will guarantee that you will come to Cleveland on our next event. How about that?
Wow.
They got an open invitation to come. And believe me, there's a motivational speaker or would-be motivational speaker or entrepreneur who has did tons and tons of presentations. If you done did PowerPoints and everything else and you got your stuff in your computer, that's your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth chapter. And guess what? That's all you need. You don't need – Lalisa, your book was what, 8 chapters?
Yeah, it's 10 chapters. There's 8 – oh, God's plan. Yes, probably about that, yes.
And you don't have to have a – I remember you telling me your book doesn't have to be 500 pages to be great.
No, you don't have to write the great American novel. You don't, I mean, unless you're writing a fiction book that's a story, sure, those people want to be engaged and engrossed in a long story, how she met them, how she grew up, how they fell in love, how they got divorced, you know, all of that. That's one thing. If you're not writing a novel, but if you're writing a sort of a self-help type of book, self-personal development book, those books, I mean, unless you're writing a textbook that has to engage the student for a whole semester or something, but those books, people are trying to read those books like in a couple of hours, a couple of days. People are busy and they have a lot to do. And besides, you want the book to be succinct enough that people can get the steps and get up and go do it, not something they have to sit there and try to figure it out. Now they got to pick it apart, dissect it, almost need a PhD to understand the words you put there, which is not really helping them. They need a solution to their problem. How do I save money? How do I get my kids from, running amok? how do I find success in my career choices or whatever? So that's how you have to kind of look at it. How do I increase my prayer life, if that's what you're writing about? Or give me 10 prayers I can pray over my unsaved child. You know, make it, just hit it. Think of a poetry. People who write books or poems, they may take 20 of their poems. Some poems are only half a page long, and some poems are a whole page or two pages. But my point is, they might put 20 poems together in one book. Because, again, are you going to sit up and read 1,000 poems? No. Who's going to do that? Nobody. So a lot of people have a misconception about books. This is what I found from the people that I've invited to my self-publishing seminars. People have a misconception. And when they come to my seminar, they're able to leave there and go get their book done. Every single, I only have, out of the 150 people that have come through my seminar, I maybe have about 20 or less that haven't actually done anything, but that's yet, because they're doing other things, they're teaching, they're, you know, but as soon as, but that doesn't mean they're not writing, because even if they have a full-time job, because writing sometimes does take a little time, you got to be on a strict schedule. You have to have a strict schedule, and you have to be very motivated. So I tell them, even if you have a full-time job and you're looking to do this as you wind down to retirement, especially for teachers who have the summers off, they want to write a little bit over the fall semester, over the fall and spring, just write a little bit each day. Then by summer, you can tour the country with your book. And you don't have to be going around crying that the school system won't hire you. Why do they need to hire you when you can hire yourself?
That's true. And I suggest that they use the KISS philosophy when writing that book. And that KISS philosophy is keep it simple, sisters.
All right, now.
So keep it simple, sisters. So all the sisters out there that are getting ready to write that book, keep it simple. Because we want some easy to read books. Look, I like to pick up a book and be done in 2 days, you know, and then go back and read it again.
Okay.
All our train riders, look, grab that book, grab that pen and paper, and keep it simple.
Wow. Hold on, I'm putting that on Facebook. Keep it simple. I said Denise told us that today. Keep it simple, sisters. Wow.
That's right.
The book. Wow. And, yeah, and, okay, I'm going to tell them to check out her great offer on the show today.
Okay.
It's amazing. And this is what I want, so I'm so glad you opened this up and got it started. You are definitely and an entrepreneur, because I've been wanting people to come on the show and that can offer things. And so you've kicked it off. I got another person who's going to come on. He wants to offer some things. And so you've kicked it off today, offering people this opportunity to show up at the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. And you can get all the information from womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. That's Women Leaders with an S. And A&D, entrepreneurs with an S.com. You can find out all the information about the event. It's in Newark, New Jersey, the date, the time. You can purchase your ticket. We have vendors coming, vendors galore. I'm working on a little trailer highlighting last year, and then also just speakers will be this year and showing who some of the vendors are. We should definitely have, we'll have over 30 vendors. And then our goal next year is to have at least 100 to 150 vendors. So that means we will have to be in a much bigger space than we are now, probably the other Marriott over by the airport, because it's much larger. But this Marriott is the brand-new Marriott right downtown Newark, walking distance from, you can walk from Penn Station. You can, so that means whatever town you live in. I think some people, I know they're taking the train in from D.C. I do know that, yeah, there's a big march going on in D.C. this same weekend. Not only is it because of the whole Trayvon Martin, but it's also because it's This is the 50th anniversary for the initial March on Washington. It happened.
Mm.
So I'm quite honored that this event that we're doing here in the city of Newark, I'm quite honored that that God allowed it to be chosen on that same day. I did not know I had, because we did it it's the exact weekend that we did it last year. You know, initially I probably could have moved it had I known there are a lot of people who won't be able to come who wanted to come. However, God showing me, no, I'm honored that we're in the city of Newark where we do have, you know, we do have challenges there as every city, but we need to let Newarkers know that we can take control of our destinies. And
we can.
Commemorable that we're getting the chance to do it the same. So, no, I won't be in Washington marching, which I probably wouldn't have been there anyway, but in a sense, I will be marching because our Washington is going to be Broad Street, Newark, because we women are going to march in that building on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. Those vendors will be there at 8 already set up. Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, who in her right could be in Washington. Here's a woman who I'm sure she has had speaking engagements that were offered to her because I know her background. Here's a woman who wrote for Essence Magazine for 25 years about the psychology of African Americans. I know she would have been there. But here's a woman who is committed to these women. She came last year, and she said that was the first time she had ever experienced being a speaker, being invited to an event where she's the keynote speaker, and that she got an opportunity to hear the other speakers. Because, you know, a lot of times when you're in her position and you're the keynote, you usually only getting in there for your short speech, or you're the only speaker. And so she so enjoyed the other dynamic women that were also speaking before her because she got there early. She could have come. She knew what time she was going on, but she got there early on purpose. And so that just goes to show you the kind of woman that she is, and that she would come back this year to pour into these women. And she told me on the phone last week, and I'll bring her on air, she'll be on. She told me, she said, LaLisa, I got a message for these women today.
That's wonderful, LaLisa. And getting back to those who have always said, oh, I just don't have the money to do this, I just don't have the money to do that, and are sitting on that book, sitting on that treasure, if you need help, Coach LaLisa is right there. She has a wonderful self-help publishing program to help you get there. So don't even have to worry. You don't have to be anxious or worry about that part of how am I going to get my book published? How do I get it? How do I take a manuscript to a book? Or what company will I use? LaLisa can show you all of those things. All you have to do is sign up, go to her website. She got great resources. And then she personally extends her own personal time to show you how to be the best you. So she's very accessible. Her number is there. She's always on Facebook. So I encourage you guys to touch out and reach LaLisa. And let her show you how to be the best you that you can be.
All right then, young lady. Well, I tell you, I'm excited. You know, we go way back. We've done so many conferences together. Oh, my God. You know, you've come here and you've spoken at conferences that I've done, Christian women conferences. You know, I've come there and we've done Christian conferences, business conferences. I mean, if God has ever put two people together, we know he did that for us, and there was a time when we would refer to it as a Holy Ghost hookup.
Yes, we have.
Because we could not have met on our own, but God so hooked us up, and I tell you, you know, it's like, you know, and God, that's why I know God is just so awesome. He's so amazing. You come to Cincinnati. You know, you were there when my mom passed away. You came to her funeral. I think you even came to my brother's funeral. And, you know, we do so much together that sometimes, you know, it's like when you're married, you do so much together, you don't remember what you did. You don't remember what you did do or didn't do, because you're so used
to
the person.
Yeah, but that's okay. At least you know I was there. Look, at least my name was on the list on some of those things. So it's okay. We good.
Well, one thing happened y'all don't know about Denise. She's just so good at so many things, and she's so, oh, my God. This woman, I tell you, listen, we're going to be together for a long time because this girl, you can't, like, people like her, you can't let them. I don't know if she should have a million friends because I don't know who could know this woman and then not know her, you know what I mean? She is so, it's just so many things. I'm not going to sit here and list them all because we'd be here all night. But, you know, you are so gifted and so talented. The only thing I would ever say to God is, God, why? Wait a minute. Wait till you hear this. God, why, oh, why did you not let us be in the same city?
And I just look like, you know, that would just be too much power. You know,
that's like a joke for me and God. Because... me and God's a little joke. I just let y'all in on the joke with God. Because OMG, where we be ripping, girl, what? And especially our husband, we could let them go and play golf or hang out together. But girl, listen, that wouldn't be.
You know, God likes to sprinkle. He likes to sprinkle seeds in every area of his garden. So in Newark, you are a seed that he has sprinkled, and now he's increasing and giving you the water, and now you are the seed bearer yourself. Here in Cleveland, I thank God, and I'm not tooting my own horn, that he is using me to help those that want to help themselves. So he got to spread us out. He can't put us all in that girl. Listen, because our roots have to spread. See, my roots can't handle the same space your roots are in, so our roots need to spread.
But boy, oh boy, it would be fun for a little minute.
Yes, it would, wouldn't it? But that's okay. We're going to conquer. We're going to take over another city. Look, remember, don't forget our 10. We got 10 cities.
Oh, we got our 10 cities. I know, right? And what I was also saying, you're right. We got our 10. Yeah, it's getting a little groggy. But what I was going to say, too, is that we have this thing where, when my husband and I, our 25th anniversary, honey, we going to get the catering services. This girl is a caterer extraordinaire. You want to eat some good food, you better contact Denise's catering service.
You know what, and that's the funny thing. People think that their gifts aren't important, but they better check themselves out and write down the things that they love to do. I love to cook. So because I love to cook, why not cook for other people? And why not make money? But Lisa, you love to conversate and talk and share, so why not be a coach? Because that's what you love. So they need to look out and check out the things that they love to do.
Well, even the teaching. You know, this last semester I taught 4 classes between 2 colleges. Then this summer, I taught 2 classes at Essex County College. I'm teaching, as a matter of fact, right now. And this is the first summer semester I've taught in 6 years. But so I'm teaching that, and we're on 4 days. So 4 days a week I'm talking to a group of students, sometimes 20, sometimes 15. That's 2 classes. So one group is about 13, the other group's 20. So here we are now, and I still, in the one class, I still have 19. I lost one. I think I lost one. I haven't seen them in a few classes. But then the second class, I've lost none. I still have my 13 students. So that's a lot of talking to do, trying, because you got to engage these students today. So you have to be in conversation back and forth, you know, with them. And these young people, they can go, okay, they're some young whippersnappers, so you got to be up on your stuff to have conversations with them. And I think
isn't it funny how you have been blessed to do what you love, and then guess what? The bonus is you get paid for it.
I can't imagine. When I tell my students that, I sometimes come in that classroom, I'm almost like in tears because I'm like, God, you are for real. This is serious. I mean, to get paid to do, I mean, my students, they laugh, you know, and I tell them and they laugh, and I mean, I'm sure some of them will get the teacher bug, But I told them, hey, listen, if you, because I know some of them like to talk too. That's why some of them wouldn't do their schoolwork when they were in high school, because they were busy talking. And then somebody had them thinking that talking was a bad thing. But see, I'm trying to show them how to talk and get paid.
Okay, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? You good at it. Why would you want to go around like I did for 40 years of my life thinking that talking was bad, and because I loved to do it, it was horrible and disgusting. It got me beat as a child. And here there's a whole career out there. We call them public speakers. And these people get paid thousands. You know, Anthony Robbins, that man can make $100,000 in a month.
Come on,
or
now.
Less. Less for doing what? For talking. And he's on a stage sometimes, okay? And he has 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. And I mean, he has more than that, but that's just his average crowd size where he charges people 15. But, you know, so that's why we have to have these type of shows, and that's why we have to let people know. Like you said, people who write books. I know people who want to sit in a building and not talk to anybody. Well, sit there and write. If you might want to do that. Or maybe you want to do accounting. Maybe you like doing keeping people's finances in order. I mean, there's a million things you could do. You just have to find it.
Look at Oprah.
Yeah. Girl, that's
Oprah put down her acting career and her other pursuit to sit in a chair every day to talk. And, oh, did she get paid?
Ah, did she? And that's when people be telling me, oh, you talk too much, or you talk, I don't even, you know what? I'm like, all right, hater, bye. I'm out of here. Because I know people who get paid to talk. And if they didn't have something to say, who would pay them? Nobody.
Okay.
You know, would pay them. And so I will be taught. And so listen, you know, talk to God. He's the one who gave me this ability, not me. He's the one that gave me this desire, not me. I've been doing this ever since I was in the world. I was just a little kid. I didn't choose, okay, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, give me talking. There was dancing. There was singing, there was writing, there was cooking, there was sewing, there was designing. I didn't go, eeny, meeny, mighty, moe, let me pick talking.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, do you think Beyonce picked singing? No. God gave her that. You know, did Denzel pick acting? No. God gave him that. Did Michael Jordan pick basketball? No, God get. I mean, just people say God didn't give him that. Well, how did he get 6'7"?
Oh, okay, say that.
Or 7'2", however tall he is. I'm just saying, how did he get that? God gave it to him. So yeah, God gave him that. Now he didn't. He could have been that tall and didn't have to go play basketball. Well, I could have just kept on letting somebody tell me, well, you talk too much and never did anything with my talking. But that doesn't mean God didn't give it to you just because you don't do anything with it.
Right. And that's a good way, that's a good segue, LaLisa, for all of those who have been discouraged in their gifts by listening to people that don't want them to succeed in their gifts because they haven't tapped into their own.
And the only person...
Not,
Yeah, but wait, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that people will try to stop you from succeeding because they're stuck on stupid themselves, if I could say that. That might not be politically correct, but they will,
well, they will
stop. They will try to stop you from success because they don't have no desire to get up.
Yes, absolutely. Well, darling, I'm going to stop the show now because Blog Talk has this thing where they just cut us off and don't give us any warning, and it happens in about 1 minute. So thank you so much. Hopefully you'll come back next Wednesday and we'll continue this discussion, but very, very powerful, talking about those people using their gifts. So that's critical. Well, have a wonderful day up there in Cleveland.
Okay, and you too. And to all your listeners, thank you for Getting Up with Lalisa, and I'll see you in about 3 weeks.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Do it. Do it. Awesome. Thank you.